Open Water 20. Section 6, Rescue, Part 3. Version 2.04, February 1, 2017. Always check this version you are listening to is the same as the version available on DiverAid.com. Equipment-related problems. Most equipment problems will come from inexperience or a lack of knowledge relating to the equipment. In other words, the problem comes from the diver rather than the equipment. Generally, these problems relate to improper modification of the equipment, improper servicing of the equipment, incorrect fitting of the equipment, using specialized equipment that is beyond the training level of the diver. Consult your RAID dive center or RAID instructor for information on correct equipment for your diving. They can also make sure your equipment is in good working order and fits you correctly. Any specialized equipment such as dry suits, reels, cameras and twin cylinders require further training to be proficient and safe in the water. Your dive center can advise you on the best programs to give you the training you need. Preventing problems before a dive. Make sure you are prepared for each dive. Have all your planning done and ensure the rest of your team is ready as well. Pay close attention to the following to be sure that you have done everything to give yourself the best experience. Ensure your gear is properly maintained to manufacturer's specifications. Don't dive if you feel unwell. Don't ignore small equipment problems, they could turn serious underwater. Properly plan your dive with your buddy or team. Plan to dive within your limitations. Recognizing a problem. Generally, if divers need help, they signal for it. Sometimes divers can have minor problems that they can correct themselves. You can ask them if they are okay if you see them doing something out of the ordinary. Divers with serious problems will be noticeably panicky. On the surface, panicked divers may fear drowning, and often struggle to hold their heads high above the water, using lots of energy in their movement. They forget to establish positive buoyancy, usually spit out the mouthpiece and take their masks off or shove the mask to the top of their head. They breathe rapidly and take no notice of instructions. They require immediate help because they will continue to struggle until they become exhausted and unable to stay afloat. Assisting another diver. First, determine that the diver is in fact in need of assistance. When you find a diver face down on the surface, you should tap them on the shoulder to see if you get a response. If there is none, then treat them as unresponsive. Establish positive buoyancy and assess the diver from there. You may need to call for help. If the diver does respond, then try to determine if they need help. If you are responding from a boat or shore, then you will need to establish buoyancy by throwing the distressed diver afloat. If responding from in the water, then inflate the BCD in/or drop the weights. Calm the diver by talking quietly, getting the diver to relax, breathe deeply, and if necessary, assist by doing a tired diver tow. License agreement. This document is the property of Rebreather Association of International Divers AB, Sweden. All rights reserved.